Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, no Lou Maloney. He's got the day off. It's his birthday weekend. Going to celebrate a little bit with the boys.
We may never see him again.
Nick Stevens filling in. And apparently he's got a perfect storm theory with the quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Is this like perfect storm and your kids die too? Like, you know, seek shelter type deal?
Is this a good storm?
Is this a good storm?
Is there such a thing as a good storm? Really?
Is
there
one? Tell me, this going to be a great storm? What not kind of storm are we talking about? It's the perfect storm. So, Glenn, what I feel we have building here, what we've got here is a failure to communicate. We have got a little
great
bit of an issue, a little bit of an issue, and I promise you, as much as you may agree or disagree with this little, it's still a hypothesis because it's developing. It hasn't been proven true yet, hence it's not a theory, but I promise it'll be better than the movie it shares a name with. So a perfect storm like a nor'easter is when a number of fronts all collide at the same time and make for a bigger storm, a bigger problem that people can't handle because it's unforeseen in nature. And I see that we have one right now in Patriot Nation. A fan base I will not say that I speak for entirely or represent the lump sum of, but I kind of have my finger on the pulse of. And they're very antsy, if not almost a little angry right now, when they should be so much happier given that uncharacteristically aggressive shopping spree their coach and owner just went on a few weeks ago. You remember how you felt that Monday and that Tuesday, like I said, I jested earlier, like, give me more, free agents, we got receivers, we got a D-line, we got the two best tight ends in free agency. We were on fire. Let's get this party started, Christian Fourier likes to famously say. So we should be feeling good now, but because we have the following elements all in play making for this perfect storm of dissatisfaction and distrust with the team, Pats fans are actually kind of angry right now. Here's what you have. You have an unusually long offseason because the Patriots did not go to the postseason for the first time in over a decade.
Yep.
You are coming off correction for the franchise and now has fans thinking that that kind of behavior is going to continue. You have a dire need for a quarterback, especially one that can A, throw the ball to his receivers, and B, even closely resemble maybe Tom Brady on his worst day because you're coming off of 20 years of the greatest quarterback in history. And finally, in this long offseason, Glenn, you have nonstop, unlimited access, both in traditional broadcast on ESPN and the NFL Network, who dedicates their days to it, as well as social media, pro day after pro day after pro day. You've got Trevor Lawrence looking like a stud with a torn left labrum. You've got Zach Wilson throwing off his back foot and dropping a 55-yard dime in the bucket. Justin Fields, 65 yards in the corner to that little dude over there. Kellen Mond replicates the same throw. Of course, I see Fourier quote tweet it and say, I don't like the footwork on this one. Obviously, he's not on the hype train. But all of these things together, Glenn, lead to a very antsy fan base that is now saying, I've seen Kellen Mond. He's okay. But look at Justin Fields. Look at this. How come the Patriots don't realize there's such talent out there? Why don't they trade up and draft this guy? And when you do what we've done the last couple hours, which is try and remind the fan base that Bill Belichick doesn't usually trade up, they get so mad. And so now when we should be getting excited about the biggest draft in Patriots' recent history and celebrating this awesome offseason where they have bought their way back into relevance, people are still arguing and calling each other names. It's a disaster.
So where's the perfect storm, though? Because I can understand the emotions and the feelings. And by the way, Christian, when he says he knows the pulse of Patriot fans, it's because he drinks every night with them.
This is true.
Yeah, so I'll be doing tonight on my Facebook channel
at 9 o'clock.
There you go. On the other hand, they look at the team right now. They like what I think most Patriot fans liked, the fact that they were uncharacteristically aggressive. But they also look at the team and know they don't have a quarterback. But there's no instant fix. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers were to leave the Green Bay Packers right now to do a Jeopardy and then maybe decide he wants to come back to football, but not to Green Bay, but to New England, then you solve your problem. None of that's going to happen. So there's no quarterback. So I can understand that, but it's going to take time. That's not going to happen overnight.
Okay, so but when I say a perfect storm has come together, it's all of these different factors colliding at the same time that's leading to this palpable frustration in the fan base. I'm not content right now. I'm just comfortable with where they are, what their plan is, and how many picks they have in the draft. I still trust the organization. But because of what happened
You'll
with Camp,
trust the organization.
Now see here comes the hoodie footy pajamas, the Fitzy Nation, trust the wall, Thornton Nation, Fitzy Nation. I do. I know they've blown a lot of draft picks, but I also have half of a human existence where they made it to the playoffs, and in a quarter of a lifetime where they actually went to a Super Bowl. So yes, I know Tom Brady was the great elixir, the straw that stirred the drink, and a large part of the Patriot way. But there are still enough elements in place, Glenn, for this team to do great things. And just because they're not going to take Justin Fields, I'm not going to say, they're dumb. I'm out on the Pats. And there's people that are getting that kind of frustrated.
See, I don't see it as much as that. I just feel like maybe they got a little excited because no one actually, because I think you've been disappointed before with what was promised or what you thought was going to happen. And that's why even when Curran kind of mentioned that, I was like, when has that ever happened? They've never, ever done it. Like, that's just not who they are. But sure enough, they go out there. They do more than I think even Curran even could have imagined based on just all the money that they spent. It was like a spending spree, man. It's like a supermarket sweep. Let's just see how many things we could get before the time expires.
It's like Brewster's Millions.
Yeah, it's like, but you got it's the opposite, right? You had Brewster's Millions. You had to spend it in a hurry. Now you're going to. So my thing with them is that, okay, so I think the fans will basically go wherever you tell them. If you tell them, if right now, if they're watching ESPN, if they're watching ESPN, and they all those clips that we played, man, we played a bunch, like three or four different guys, and they all said the same thing. Oh, well, they better move up. Oh, well, they better move up. Oh, they got draft picks. Yeah, they do. But so they just hear that. It's the headline. It's the knee-jerk reaction. Mm-hmm. And then it's the reaction to them not doing it or grabbing, what is this guy, Tavon something out of Tulsa. And then they'll think. They'll say, Tulsa?
Terrible.
I don't know what conferences is that in?
That's it. After 47 years of season tickets and being a diehard fan, but I know enough to know it's time to walk away.
But they would have been excited at the quarterback at North Dakota State or whatever, right? But,
tell them, you draft Kyle Duggar, they say, oh, it's the smartest thing Bill's ever done.
And guess what?
He's actually Jamie Collins.
And he looks great.
It's Cyrus Jones, big name school. The dude sucked, okay? Like, it's just like, good luck. Good luck figuring it out.
Look how good 2020 looks, by the way. The draft when everyone's like, aside from the Rohrwasser factor, which, of course, they'll be teaching classes at the Sloan Institute of Analytics on how bad the Rohrwasser pick was in the fifth round. Last year's draft,
tattoo parlor.
Looks exactly. And everyone was there like, oh, there's a 3% chance he'll make the roster. Yuckity yuck. So look at how good the top of that draft was last year. That was a good draft for the Patriots. That was a very good draft. Mike Onwenu, that's a tent pole on the line for years to come. Josh Uche.
They're good in the sixth round.
He's good.
We know that.
Yes, sir. We know they're good in the sixth round. And from Michigan, Glenn, I know that. Uche's good. Duggar is good. The problem is people are drunk on these highlights.
So let me ask you this question, Fitzy. So you're telling me that the fan base out there, if Bill moved up and got any one of the quarterbacks, forget about which one it is, because I think we all know three of the five are probably going to fail miserably.
Mm-hmm.
And we can look at recent history. Number one, number two draft picks fail miserably at that position, okay? Far more so than any other position. So they would just be ecstatic because it would be a name. that they've heard Mel Kiper throw out there, right?
Yes. Or, yeah, I mean, like, you can watch all of the channels from when you wake up through coffee, breakfast, getting the kids to school, and coming back, and you're going to have somebody say, Kyle Trask is the fit. Someone else is going to say, Kellen Mond is the value. Someone else is going to say, you have to trade up for Fields, and the other one's going to say, Lance is the project that you need to grab now, stash, and develop. They're like you said, Christian, they're going a million different ways. The team is ready. They were 7-9 last year with some of the worst quarterback play any of us have ever watched in our adult football loving and or playing lifetimes. With reasonably competent quarterback play this year and this enhanced roster, there's every reason to think they should be 4, 5, 6 games better.
Who's that quarterback, though?
Glenn, I don't know who the quarterback's going to be, but I don't think they need to spend all of it on Justin Fields, and I think everyone believes that they have to continue on this track. They want a name, yes, but a name doesn't win. Look at the 2018 quarterback draft. Baker Mayfield, okay, he's working out. Yeah. How's everyone else from that one working out? Lamar Jackson worked out. Sam Darnold, Josh Allen did work out. Josh Rosen obviously did not. So that was a three-hit, two-miss, five.
But that's a pretty good percentage.
No, it is. Okay, so let's apply that now. Let's apply that forward, okay?
Okay.
So if there are five quarterbacks up at the top this year, three are going to be successful, one is meh, and one is an absolute dud. Who's the dud and who's the meh?
Well, that's my point. Is like there's a lot of risk. Somebody's going to get caught up in some player either because they over-evaluated them, were desperate and just needed something, and they're hoping it would work out, and they'll get caught with their pants down. They'll suffer the consequences. When I was coming out of the draft, so I was asking my agent, okay, listen, who's interested in me? Mm-hmm. He gave me maybe six names. Not one of them drafted me. Not one.
No.
Not one team. So now I'm on the front lines. I'm in it. I'm talking to these guys. I'm going, wow, Cleveland worked me out, and Bill talked to me and at the Senior Bowl in San Francisco, and you know, and then Arizona was here. And okay, so what does that mean? Zero. It doesn't mean anything. So I sit there and go, you actually can sit there and predict it all you want, mm-hmm. but in the end, you're going to be disappointed. Because mm-hmm. did any of you guys see the, who is it, Giardi? Giardi tweets out this this question. He says, how many times in the Belichick era have people accurately predicted what they were going to do in the draft? With the exception of trading down trend, you know, and then his answer was never, ever. And I sat there and said, well, I know Thornton predicted Dominique easily. I think Holly at one point, called out Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other ones.
Doug Guy like gave his list to Twitter. He's like, hey, don't forget about me. I had five of these right in the last 10 years.
Did he really?
Oh, cares,
there's not. We'll see the evidence.
By the way.
Shut up. He did not.
Tyler. He goes, not to brag, but I'd easily in 2014, Jovan, Winovich, and Sidham in 2019, and Uche and Dalton Keene in 2020. Thank you very much.
Tyler, do me a favor. We have to assemble the OMF list of the worst kinds of Twitter, and Victory Lap NFL Draft Twitter might be top five.
Which is worse, Victory Lap Twitter or Victory Lap Callers? Victory Lap callers are the worst.
Because they tell you when they called, they ask Glenn if Glenn remembers them. He says, sure, even though
you laughed at me.
Yeah, I remember a call. Thank you for taking my call. I remember I called you. Glenn, you remember me?
No,
I was the guy who said, hello, Ordway, right?
Oh, yeah, I do remember you now.
No, and then they add it with, hey, do you remember I said this, and I said I would call back when I was right.
Yeah. Right.
This is me calling back that I'm right.
Glenn, remember, I was the guy who lit your cigarette next to Johnny Most 37 years ago. Remember?
No, it's offensive line. They maul people.
Alan Everett still calls for victory laps about the Bill Parcells Patriots era.
Victory lap Twitter is
Except
a new kind of worst
everything
Twitter.
He ever said about him. I just think that everybody looks at the Mel Kipers and all these other guys, and they make tons of mistakes. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But they, you know, the thing is that their job is just to analyze and throw out content about these players. They don't know whether it's going to fit in. That player's going to fit in with a specific team and a system and a coach and everything else. Yada, yada, yada. You know nothing about this. But because they're pushed by these guys, I think the fan base sits there and says, they got to get these guys. You tell me of the five quarterbacks, there's only one to me that I would put money on. That I would tell you 3 years from now is going to be a good NFL quarterback. It's only one of them. I wouldn't put money on the other four. Do I think one or two of the other four could be really good? Yes. But would you put money on anybody other than Lawrence?
No. No, the only other one that I would consider putting money on is Wilson. I think Zach Wilson is special. I think Zach Wilson, he strikes me as having the it.
You'll see him twice a year.
Can I tell you something? That
he's going to the wrong team.
Can I tell you?
He's not going to your team.
Can I tell you something that is going to sound like, well, who are you and what did you do with Fitzy? The Jets are actually going to be good for a while.
Are they good?
Yeah, you know,
no,
Glenn, the Jets have it. Excuse me. I'll rephrase it so this can be replayed and I can be trolled by it.
Woody's back in control.
The Jets have a chance to stop being the Jets for a while. They have a lot of draft picks. They have a pretty good defensive line as is, and they're going to get the keys to a kid who really could turn that franchise around. And maybe their coach is not a dum-dum either this time around.
It's the Jets, and maybe he is. It's the Jets.
Well, listen, nobody can be worse than Adam Gase.
Yeah.
No.
No one can.
That's why Darnold's going to go to Carolina and be great.
I'll tell you what, after that press conference, I would have fired him as he walked off the stage.
The flying burrito
with
press conference?
With the eyes? Yeah. I would have fired him right after the press conference.
Fitzy, I wish I wish Ryan had time to go back and get old tapes of people talking about the Jets when they drafted Sam Darnold. Now the Jets are going to be good. Now they're going to put it together. You watch.
No way.
Same stuff.
Jose, no way. Never in on Darnold.
Jets fans.
They were?
Sure they were. High draft pick. They thought they finally had something.
And they were in on Geno Smith, and they were in on the Sanchez, and they were in on so many guys like before. They haven't been good since 2000. I know. They haven't been good since 2010.
Kid Wilson might be really good. He's going to the wrong.
Donald will own this town.
This is my evidence. Thank you, Ryan. Francesa, I appreciate that.
Gift.
But I'm telling you, it's the Jets. It's organizations. They screw it up. They're the problem. Not necessarily the quarterback. They are the problem. This hour of OMF is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. I don't know if you heard it this morning, but Wiggy apparently is trying to figure out the game of golf. It is a big week. The Masters.
So good.
This is classic radio. We got it for you next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
You even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Hello, friends.
Augusta. So apparently they had a little Masters conversation this morning on the Greg Hill Show, and Wiggy apparently was learning about, you know, greens, difficult greens.
Like greens that you eat, like sweet greens?
No,
in a salad greens.
That greens. You put on, you know, difficult
oh,
ones,
like money?
Easier ones.
Yeah.
That sounded like this.
Temporary greens? Seen a lot of those when I've been playing this year, gone.
Did you go to your party yesterday?
I did.
Yeah?
I think the big story yesterday was how difficult they made that golf course because they felt embarrassed last year by the rain. So.
Well, how did they Dustin make it, was plus two.
How do they make it difficult? Like, what?
Yeah, are you kidding?
No, I'm
the greens. You understand the way in which they mow the greens.
Oh, okay. So they don't cut them as low?
They cut them. They're like ice. They're like you're playing on the ice at the Garden. So okay. You understand the lower that the green is cut,
okay.
the more difficult it is.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's all about the inertia.
I thought the ball would roll better if it's on lower grass.
It rolls faster. Therefore, I can't.
I'm sorry. I'm with Wiggy on this one. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, did you see... if you see a guy who he's... if his putt is not going to go in, it's going to travel... you know, 47 feet past the hole into the water, then you understand how fast...
I thought
fast,
there was, like, a standard cut.
Yeah,
are. That's what I thought, especially for the...
You thought what? There's a standard
I
cut?
I thought there was a standard
what,
cut.
What, every golf course in
golf.
The U.S.?
You're talking about when they're putting, right? So they're on the green. I thought there was a specific level, because most...
Am I on one of those shows, like, is it Candid Camera or what?
I really just thought the same thing.
Okay. No. I've played golf a few times.
Okay. Yes.
And most greens are right. cut really, really low.
Right.
So I've never seen like a high green.
Oh my God.
Wow.
He's a genius.
In all fairness, Greg didn't do a good job of explaining until we get too frustrated, right? You get too frustrated, wouldn't explain it. That was Bridget on there this morning, right?
That's right.
I was.
My
was
Saturday producer in the
66th
skate
candidate to
the 66 is right.
Yeah, it's continuing more next on, week. I think, for another month and a half.
I don't know if you guys know, but Tyler and Ryan are next.
I don't know why they
give
should.
You an opportunity?
I had an opportunity for
you.
Oh,
that's right. Oh, that was mean, Glenn. Listen to this guy. Look at that. Twist the knife, why don't you?
I wasn't meaning it that way.
Twist the knife? Are you kidding me? That was my own private Shawshank. I'm out.
So
I feel
bad. Listen, okay,
Stockholm
I feel
syndrome.
I like to think that you know, that Wiggy is he's just
you defend
making this
he's putting it all
he's,
on
he's,
the
I
act.
Think he's Andy
Kaufman. He's just putting it all
he's
on.
Actually a exactly. brilliant comedian.
Yep.
His name he's just a modern day Andy Kaufman.
Right.
So you ask him, okay, how could I act like I don't know anything about the simplest things ever? They're talking about golf. I know what I'll do.
Wait, that they mow the greens?
Why are you doing
there's such thing as a high green?
How come, you know, one thing, actually, Glenn, you do bring up a good, some of the greatest audio in the history of time are all these Wiggy malaprops and misunderstandings, but just on the subject of Greg not explaining greens and how they become more challenging, flag placement has a lot to do. There's something you have to say real carefully. The flag placement... has a lot to do with how difficult the greens are. If, like, you could have the hole near the top of a hill on a rolling green, or you could have it at the bottom. I mean, like,
you
that,
can't.
But, like, I don't think Wiggy would understand the idea that they also, like,
well, that's probably
he probably
why,
thinks you yeah. build a green and that yeah. you always have the flag. Like, when
in
he
the
goes
same
to
spot.
When I go to mini golf, I mean, you hit it through
they
the whale's mouth.
It.
They don't move the hole.
Sometimes whenever. The windmill's not even on.
That would make it more difficult.
Sometimes the clown's mouth is open. Sometimes the clown's mouth is closed.
And it goes, sometimes it goes in this hole, and then there's two exits. I don't even know how to find my ball.
Glenn, Christian and I pre-show agreed that maybe the greatest piece of audio in the history of time, or at least since the morning show evolved and Wiggy became
history,
a part
of it. I'm going with history of time.
One today?
No.
There's a better one.
There's a better one. Let's see if Christian, my favorite and Christian's favorite, from Wiggy is your favorite. Ryan?
Pickles.
Could you pickle them?
Yeah.
What do you mean, cut them off?
No. Pickles are cucumbers.
Oh, are they?
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. So the pickle is in the cucumber family.
I just taught Wiggy.
Okay. That is my, favorite, my all-time favorite.
You know what that reminds me of? You know, like, so like,
there
you know,
another
like,
one he wait, had to
oh,
be
you know
confused.
That,
was
they?
It?
Are they?
You know the finger trick that you do for little kids? Like you act like you pull your finger off? It's like, I feel like that was what happened to Wiggy at that point in time. It's like, he's a little kid. He's like, your finger came off and you put it back on.
Dad!
Oh my God, Mom!
Dad, Uncle Fred pulled his finger off again!
And then he took a quarter out of my ear! Wait, I never knew it was there!
Pickles or cucumbers? Rich Keefe, pickles or cucumbers? Oh, are they? My God.
Wasn't there another fruit? Wasn't there a fruit or a vegetable that he was confused about?
There wasn't wine. He didn't know where wine came from.
Oh, wine.
Stop.
Where wine came from.
Didn't know where wine.
That's it. All right, good night, Twitch stream. We'll see you guys later. We'll take you home.
I got one for you.
Okay. Question from the text line for you.
Yeah.
Where do raisins come from?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Do I look like a farmer? I don't know. They come from the ground, man. Plant them, I guess. I don't know. Why are you asking me? I grew up in East Boston. There was no farms. The closest farm was Alfalfa Farms in... Yeah. Where is that? What the hell is Alfalfa
South
Farms?
Field? Something like that.
You were a blight on
It wasn't wine.
Asphalt.
It wasn't wine. That was it, Ryan. Where do raisins come from? And it's like, I don't know. And then the excuse can't always be, I grew up in East Boston.
No.
You can't always go, I grew up in the city. That can't be your go-to excuse. What do you mean? How am I supposed to know? I was born and raised on the moon.
As long as we're firing these out, I pulled this one from last week. We never got to. This is Wiggy, and who I've been calling female Wiggy because I don't know her name, but you're going to understand why.
Oh, right, Britt. Yeah.
Cows don't have testicles.
Okay. No. Bulls.
Really? Bulls. Bulls have testicles.
Yeah, bulls have testicles.
Whoops.
Yeah.
So what the hell? What the hell do male cows have then?
I don't know. Maybe cows are females. Could be it.
Are all cows females? Wait.
Maybe it must be. So a female is a finally, cow.
Wiggy has found his spirit animal. By the way.
Oh my God!
Was this Danielle? Wasn't it?
No.
That was Brittany Baldy.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, Brittany Baldy.
Why is it number 47?
She's Wiggy.
47.
Like, you know who Brittany Baldy and Wiggy are, minus the football experience? The Spider-Man meme where the two of them are
all pointing at
each other.
Yeah. Yeah, so why don't they just bring Danielle back?
She's done.
I don't know if she's done.
She's done.
I say she comes back.
She's called
done.
In. She showed up
she
one
can't,
day.
She can't quit the show. Like, she literally, like I can't
I wish
quit
I
you.
Could quit you.
I can't quit you, Greg. You're so damn funny. And you, Chris Kirk.
How long are the auditions going for? How long are
seven
they
more?
Keep...
7 more weeks or until the spring book is closed.
Wow. I think they should treat it like the Bachelorette. Like, I mean, that should be like they should know in the Bachelorette that they put them in these stupid competitions,
right?
And they like make them fight each other.
I was going to say,
but it's the same question.
I was going
to. It's the same question. Who is at fault, Brady or Belichick? It's the same question. There,
unless this ends in nunchucks, then who cares?
Really, like, show me how badly you want it,
right?
Like, that's what you would do with guys. You'd put them in a boxing ring and be like, box it out.
Right. You would do like a UFC, like on a Fight Island thing on the, like,
I'm not
the
really
Ultimate Fighter show.
Man, I'm not into women fighting, though. That's really
you're not?
Into it. I'm not into
you are
women.
Missing out.
I'm, yeah, you know what?
Oh,
I don't
you
know,
don't think they deserve like an equal it. Opportunity.
Oh, see, that there's where, mm-hmm. there goes corporate
Callahan.
Classic
for you.
There goes Glenn turning into Jerry
I'm
Callahan.
I'm going to slip this one into, by the way.
If it's in East Boston, I don't think it should have been Teddy ball game. It should have been...
Huh?
It should have been.
What are you talking about?
It should have been Joe. I know I'm going to butcher his last name. Castiglione.
Oh, Joe Castiglione?
Yes.
What is happening?
What are you talking about?
I would like to add. I would
yes,
like. Okay, okay. We're gonna do it. What we call? What are we calling this next segment? We're doing. It's Flashback Friday.
Radio.
Flashback Friday. Mm-hmm. We're gonna do that next. But however, I would like to end with this one. And it's probably too late though, because I'm all into Wiggy analogies.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Wiggy had the ultimate analogy. I feel like we're like this is like his funeral, and we're like, you know, telling great stories about mm-hmm. him because he's dead.
It's a living roast.
Okay, when he was talking about, this is all Brady stuff, and it's about his analogy about going into a bank.
Guy runs in, he sits there, he's sitting in his car looking through his phone, he's probably scrolling through Instagram, checking out some Instagram models.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the cops, Christian, roll up around them, you know, they got their assault rifles,
whoop,
pointed at his things, get on the ground, get on the floor. He's like, oh, what the hell's going on? They come to find out his buddy went in the bank, forgot to take off the ski mask when he's asking for a withdrawal.
I don't even know what's going on.
It's
that
too
good.
Funny. That's
that
my that good. That I think is my favorite one. It's pure. It's innocent.
Was it Tony or Joe? The Red Sox player got hit in the eye. He was from East Boston.
Canigliaro?
Canigliaro.
Castiglione and Canigliaro.
Oh, my God.
Tony or Joe?
Oh, I love that. The Joe Castiglione tunnel. It should have been instead of the 10
Wig is alive,
tunnel.
Everybody. DMX is the one that died.
All right, yes. There you go. The big fella just told you.
Oh, wait, and no love for Prince Philip? Did they ask him about
he
that
left
this
us.
Morning?
He's no longer with us.
I know.
Us.
He won't make it down for supper.
He will not. 99, though, huh?
Good right? run.
Wow.
Good run. If
aren't
you, can
you
make
pissed
it to
off, though, when you go to the big place in the sky and you're sitting there going, did you make it to 100? Nah, 99 and like 8
Listen,
months.
Listen,
nah.
Heaven, like what he, the life that he lived, nothing's going to be easier than that, even heaven.
Are you kidding? His life was motorcades, corgis, and martinis. Okay. What a great way to live.
It's like what are you heaven is about? Like hell to him.
Meghan Markle just told me how a chore it was to be part of all of that. It was very God. Tedious
Please,
lifestyle.
Allow me to take
very
on all of that
difficult.
North Korean labor that she thought was living at Buckingham. Please.
Am I on one of those shows? Like, is it Candid Camera or what?
I really just thought the same thing.
The big fella told you about Friday flashbacks. So we thought what we would do today is we would go back to what some of the so-called draft experts said at the time when players were drafted and what we might think about them today. Maybe a little bit different. We'll get to it coming up next right here on OMF with Fitzy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I turn my headphones on.
Now, I'm not saying that people won't get eaten by some dinosaurs, especially the ones that are carnivores? Is that what it is?
Carnivores?
Carnivores or something like that?
That's the ones that eat meat.
Yeah, there is a lot of dinosaurs that just eat plants. So. I'm
telling you, Andy Kaufman.
No pickles, though.
Andy Kaufman. He's Andy Kaufman.
Literally standing next to the record player singing Mighty Mouse.
Yeah.
Here I come to save the day.
Or his Elvis impression. Remember his Elvis impression was always
genius.
Great.
Yeah. He's still alive,
Tony
you know,
Clifton.
Right?
He's not alive, I don't think.
Totally alive.
Yeah. So you think he faked out the whole death and the whole...
Greatest comedy bit ever. 40-year reveal. Wait till he comes back.
That'd be something.
That would
it?
Be interesting.
It'd be like a TV special, whatever. Netflix will have it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all bait everybody with it.
That would be excellent.
That would be excellent. Friday flashback. So we've been talking a lot about the draft. And it's interesting. You've got all of these experts. Used to be just Mel Kiper. Now you've got like, you know, 24 of these different people. In the old days, they would put together books and everybody would go buy them. And the problem was, by the time you bought the book, all of the analysis had changed. We used to hold on to the books. Larry Johnson used to hold on to them. 5 years later, we'd read them, and we'd laugh at some of the stuff. So we thought we'd take you back to some of the video that was done by, in this case, it's Mel Kiper on ESPN. This is the night Gronk was drafted.
Commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell.
Oakland has traded the 42nd pick to New England. With the 42nd pick in the 2010 NFL draft, the New England Patriots select Rob Gronkowski. Tight end, Arizona.
You know, look at this kid. You come out after a year of inactivity coming off a back injury that you could have gone back to Arizona, and you go in the second round. You look at a kid, big tight end, 6'6 and a quarter, 265 pounds. You look at him, not real fluid, a little stiff in terms of his movement, doesn't adjust to the poorly thrown ball all that well. Will be a solid inline blocker. Now, early on, this kid averaged 18.8 yards a catch. He's a freshman, he's a good red zone threat as well. I just wonder at the pro level, you know, Tom Brady's a very accurate passer. You really got to be with Gronkowski. Provides that huge target, but like I say, the stiffness bothered me a little bit. Coming off a year where he had the back injury, missed the entire season. I think you look at an Ed Dixon from Oregon. That's what surprised me. New England needs an outside linebacker. You still have Sergio Kendall from Texas still on the board at this point. Darrell Washington, TCU outside linebacker. Sean Lee, linebacker out of Penn State. So some guys that would have filled a need for the Patriots on the board on the defensive side. Now they go to fill a need at tight end, but Gronkowski has some potential, but there's some issues as well.
Hmm. Heard a lot of that, didn't you? Bill screwed up. He didn't draft Sergio Kendall. He messed it up.
So to me, here's what stood out to me. Okay, so for the most part, like, he's right.
Yeah.
Okay, he had a major back injury.
Well,
didn't play.
Second round draft pick, not a first round.
But didn't play at all. But he was all in every preseason college publication. He was either a preseason All-American or a top two tight end. Preseason college, okay, this is while he was recovering. He just didn't play that last year. The thing that stands out to me is that he can't adjust to the ball. Like he, you know, Brady's such an accurate passer. Lucky, because Gronk can't adjust to the ball. He's just big. Nobody adjusts to the ball better than this dude.
Right.
The fact that he's able to maneuver and manipulate and control his body on back shoulder throws, you know, low and away throws, just, you know, bad balls in general, is uncanny. It's uncanny what he's now. Is he stiff? Yes, but he'll never not be stiff. That's his body type.
That's why there's only so much research you can do with all of this stuff. And I think we'd all admit that Kuiper is as good as there is out there. But you're going to have tons of mistakes out there because it depends on what team they went to. And you're right, Christian. Some things that you just miss with their college career that suddenly when they're a pro, you go, oh my God, he's totally
different. I wonder if Kuiper saw, like, you know, two plays where, like, he missed the ball or dropped the ball because he
could have been
he just thought, oh, you know, this guy can't adjust to the ball when it's in the air
because he's lumbering because he's so big because he's an offensive lineman that has elite receiver speed and move and can also block like a tackle. Like Gronk, prime
he
Gronk.
He got that right, though.
Prime Gronk was as anomalous a talent as we may ever see. The size of a tackle who has soft hands and moves like few other people on the field. Just a matchup nightmare every single direction he went. I'm surprised more of us hadn't heard of him before, but I guess that's what happens when you miss a whole year coming into the draft. And you're kind of, you know, and you're kind of injury prone, and you play at Arizona.
Yeah.
East Coast does not know a lot about Arizona. We might now because of Teddy and Fish, but
we know the Harvard players, right? Northeastern players.
Yeah. So I would say, did he get it right?
I would say he got it.
I would say, you know, I guess if you're grading on it's just pass fail. I'd say pass.
I would say pass. He didn't pull a Bedard and say that he didn't understand the pick.
Yeah.
All right. Here's how about Big Vince Wilfork.
With the 21st pick in the 2004 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Vince Wilfork, defensive lineman, University of Miami.
Good. That's good.
Really? The rich get richer. That's what it is. The rich get richer.
Who's done the drafts better than them lately?
In New England, they would teach him how to become a professional football player, and he won't have a weight problem because in New England, they work hard. Mike Worsham, the strength and conditioning coach there, will have him on ready. We'll have him ready.
And, Michael, you look at Keith Traylor, and you compare Vince Wilfork to Traylor. Short arms and a missing tackle every now and then because of that. But I'll tell you what, athletically gifted, what a lot of people really like about Vince Wilfork is this. You talk about stamina and durability. He was on the field for 55, 58 plays in a lot of games, more than Tommy Harris was. And I think people look at that weight and say it's a concern, but I'll tell you what, he showed stamina. He played into the fourth quarter, didn't wear down. Miami of Florida now with 6 first-round draft. I believe that's 19 over the last 4 years.
They were right. He was good.
He was right. And the funny thing is,
he was a second baseman in high school.
So the funny thing is, so the first voice we hear, I think, is
Mortensen.
Is it Mortensen?
Yes, more, first we hear.
That's good.
That's Berman.
Really?
That's Berman.
Berman.
The rich get richer.
And that's Mort.
The rich get richer.
Who's done the drafts better than them lately?
Nobody around.
Okay, because whoever, somebody was talking about his weight. Like, oh, don't worry about his weight.
Michael Irvin.
That was Michael Irvin. Was Michael Irvin. So Michael Irvin, he was wrong. Because the weight, he's always been big.
Right.
He's never not going to be big.
But he said, don't worry about it. He'll work around.
No, he said that. No, he said that the team would get him into shape. He said the strength and conditioning coordinator would get him into shape. And here comes Mel Kiper saying, dude, being in shape isn't an issue. He plays all the time.
Is he thinner than Trent Brown? Yes. Thank you.
I'm gonna say Trent Brown can put him in his back pocket and carry him around.
I don't care how. I don't care. I don't need Trent Brown to look like Adonis. He doesn't have to look like The Rock. That's fine. And neither did Vince Wilfork. He was plenty athletic. Just like remember in 2011 when he picked off that pass. It was that 2013 when he picked off the pass against the Chargers. Yes. Faster than most of the DBs out there. Oh, big Vince.
My point is like so. I think Kiper was right on him.
Yep.
Like so the weight was a concern with some people, and it obviously wasn't an issue in college, and it wasn't an issue in the pros, Glenn. So he was right. Pass.
No, he was good.
Two for two.
Excellent player.
Two for two so far.
Some guy named Fourier, something like that. He was drafted by Seattle. You might have remembered him.
This guy. Oh, here we go.
With the 39th selection, Seattle selects tight end Colorado, Christian Fourier. Next up on the clock.
Listen to the excitement. Stop it right there.
Listen to the excitement. Why are we using me?
And the crowd goes wild.
No, where did you get that from? Some
wait, hold
basement,
on. Please
like,
play that
fantasy
again.
League team?
Wait, please play that again.
With the 39th selection, Seattle selects tight end Colorado, Christian Fourier. Next up on the clock, the Jets.
They didn't give us much time to analyze the Seahawks. So look what they've done. Dennis Erickson's going to bring a change of offense up to Seattle. They go the three wideouts. Remember, they got Prohl in a trade. They got Blade sitting there. They draft the speedy Joey Galloway in the first round from Ohio State. Farrell Edmonds gone, who had been their tight end the last few seasons. So now they got Christian Fourier. Doesn't run tremendously, but a great blocker. Catches very well, Mel, and definitely the third tight end in this draft.
He definitely was, Chris. On a lot of teams' boards, there was some late maneuvering because he had a minor shoulder surgery in February, and he wasn't able to run as well as was expected in workouts. He was only running 4.95 when he's capable of running 4.95. Faster than that.
4.95!
31, 30, 35 receptions the last 3 years. You see him his ability as a blocker. Now you see the hands. Look at the extension for a kid. His size, 31, 30, 35 receptions, like I said, the last 3 years. Took part in 692 plays for Colorado, 38 pancake blocks this past year. He can pretty much do it all for you as a hook zone threat and a blocker.
For the record.
Fourier is taking over. Going to storm the castle. Get the ground.
Here's the thing. So 4.95, you laugh about 4.95. I didn't run. I didn't run at all. The
Christian,
first time I ran was at my school, and I just kind of put some shoes on and ran. I didn't run.
Did the draft sneak up on you?
I couldn't train. I had a back issue. I had a shoulder issue. Mm-hmm. I could barely walk. I tried to run a 38. Is what I tried to do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
instead of a 40.
Yeah, we stopped.
I tried to run a 30. I tried to trick them, and I scooted up like 2 yards.
Christian, louder than the din of people responding to you being selected was the VHS hiss on that.
Now they got Christian Fourier.
I know, right?
Doesn't run tremendously.
All right,
that needs to be part of the show.
Well, it's too bad we didn't continue the whole thing on, because right after that, the Jets responded by saying, thank God Seattle took Fourier.
Yeah.
Our guy's still on the board. How about
that's
this
a pass.
One? How about this one? N'Keal Harry.
Oh, with the 32nd pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select N'Keal Harry, wide receiver, Arizona State.
Everyone knew he could catch the ball. Everyone knew he could go get it. There were concerns about his speed. He ran a decent enough time, Mel, at the 40, because he is a competitor for the ball.
Yeah, 4.53. He's only been a kid almost 230 pounds, incredibly strong in the upper body and very athletic, almost a 38-40-inch vertical. You think about a kid here who can go get the deep ball because he's that power forward. Very good body control. On the underneath routes, he's got great ability to make yards after the catch. Here he is again. Power forward, contested reception. I want to see him block a little better, be more consistent there. Route running is a little sporadic at times, but here he is.
after the catch, with the ball in his hands, the ability to make people miss, change direction, and then turn on the juice. He runs that 4.53, like I said, at nearly 230 pounds. Herm Edwards really liked this kid, and N'Keal Harry has an opportunity, obviously, with the greatest of all time to see what he can do there.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think, Fitzy? What do you think? Did you get it right?
Price is right, horns. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes. So what was he right about?
Wrong. Nothing. Needs to block better. The only thing he's done is block. And a quarter of the time he gets called for holding.
Yeah.
I mean, like, he whiffed across the board, gets open easily, creates in space, 4.5 speed, great hand. Nope. What have we seen?
None.
What? I hate harping on something like this. I hate beating a dead horse. I don't like making somebody feel bad about the fact that they haven't succeeded when there have been great expectations. But to date, the guy is a bust.
He is.
He won't be on this team.
And the route running is a little sporadic.
He was right about that.
A little.
So the route running is a little sporadic. He was a terrible route. He's a terrible route runner right now.
Yeah,
like, running after the catch, the underneath routes. Like, yeah, you give him the ball, he will run your ass over. But you got to get.
No,
he's
he
gotta,
won't.
Yes, he
no,
will.
No, no, Christian.
No, no,
last
I disagree
year,
on this one.
Christian, last year there was a play. Somebody, in the
booth, I know which play you're talking
yes,
about.
There,
I know
there was like a safety
about.
That was 60 pounds lighter on Miami.
He stopped
that
too short.
Blasted
he stopped,
him.
No, that was like a rookie mistake that he had. I would say go back to his rookie year when the only time they got him the ball was on slip screens,
jet
you know,
sweeps.
Like jet sweeps, and he just like, choo-choo, get out the way.
All right, let me get to the other ones, because I want to get to
the
other
more
ones quickly here. How about Nate Solder?
With the 17th pick in the 2011 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select Nate Solder, offensive tackle, Colorado.
Little bit of a surprise. Nate Solder, to me, is a developmental left tackle. He was a tight end in high school, tight end early on at Colorado. Technically, right now, he needs some work. Plays a little high, not the bend you want. Now, athletically, he's outstanding. He needs to be coached up in the NFL. An offensive line coach is going to get him, work with him, and make him a much better player. I look at Nate Solder as a guy this year. You're forced to put him out there at left tackle. You may have some ups and downs, some growing pains with Solder. 2-3 years down the road, he may be the best left tackle out of this group. Anthony Costanzo, out of Boston College, a little more consistent, boom. Solder has much more upside, though.
He saved himself. He redeemed himself.
I thought from beginning to end, this is the one he got perfect.
I agree.
From what part? What am I missing?
Well, because in 2011, he was forced to play, and he was good right out of the gate, and then in 2012 took over and was extremely good. It didn't take 2-3-4 years.
Well, did he say 2-3-4 years before he would start?
No, before he would be.
No,
one
he
of
the said, he said he would have to wait.
He would have ups and downs. He did have ups and downs.
And he did. And he did have to
year.
Wait. He did wait.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would say, and then he's, as far as just even this comparison to Costanzo, who went to BC.
Yep.
Like at the time, Costanzo was like already pretty much polished, and you know had, it was like, oh, but this guy's good, but how much better can he get?
And then Scar.
And then the upside for Nate Solder, I think he was dead on on this
I
one.
I thought they were.
He
good.
Was how, like, okay. Became the highest paid left tackle in the league.
How about a colossal failure in the first round, Dominique Eastley?
This kid can play a one-gap, get-off-the-ball-and-penetrate style. I've seen him two-gap guards and be a factor. He's an inside pass rush presence, and he's stout against the run. He just had some injuries.
Numbers don't jump out at you, but he's got scheme versatility. He can play him in a number of ways. Kid's 6'1½", 6'1¾", 288 pounds. Good athlete, strong, did 26 reps. You got to be able to keep him healthy. You got to keep him on the field. Two ACLs. Durability is the reason why I thought he'd be a second, third-round pick at best, not a first-round pick, a roll-of-the-dice pick by Bill Belichick and the Patriots.
I watched this kid in person play against my alma mater, University of Miami. And what I said when he played us is he beat us by pure effort. And when you have a guy that's that talented that just beat someone by pure effort.
Oh,
I mean,
boy,
when I tell you
go.
How he was beating guys off the ball, and this young kids need to understand this. In this league, I promise you, if you're trying to be around 10 years or plus, effort will keep you around much longer than just talent. This kid right here plays with a bunch of effort, man. And I just love watching kids who get it.
Kids.
I love to see them
like
touch
that.
It.
You like
when
that last line?
That guy, when you have that guy.
I'm your host, Ray Lewis, a.k.a. Sugar.
Yeah, Ray was a little.
Now, no one's going to argue with me because they're terrified of me.
Ray saw him in one game.
Yeah.
And he gave his experience of that one game. What Kuiper gave you the medical background, his physical breakdown, and he was right on with that.
Glenn, if Belichick could take a breakfast ball, okay, if he could have a mulligan on one pick in the last decade, which one do you think he would take a molly on?
I think this one is really...
This one probably
other
is,
than N'Keal Harry? Yeah.
Yeah, I can confirm that.
First round N'Keal picks
Harry's
only?
N'Keal Harry's probably fresher.
Yeah. Because it was like, what was he... Like, I hate to say, like, what were you thinking? Like, so two ACLs, like, what forced you... What were you so afraid of thinking you were going to miss out on him?
If he's healthy, we got somebody special. Unfortunately,
he never.
I want to get to one more. We switched from ESPN.
Oh, don't blame it on me, Christian.
Yeah, yep. Stop it, Christian.
It was an Urban Meyer special, Glenn. That's what it was. It came down the Buddy pipeline.
Probably. We switch over to the NFL Network the night that Jimmy Garoppolo was drafted.
Your New England and my New England Patriots select
Willie
Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback, Eastern Illinois.
How about the quickest release in the draft? Interesting position to get taken by the New England Patriots with a Tom Brady at his age.
And you saw on the screen, favorite player, Tom Brady.
And Ryan Mallett, who's coveted around the league.
What does that mean, do you think?
I guess Mallett's uncertain status forces this pick. You don't know if you're going to be able to retain him in free agency. You don't know what's going to happen with Mallett, so you've got to have another guy ready to go in the background. He's an interesting quarterback. Makes every throw, good arm, smart, but the feet and the quick release are what stand out to me for Jimmy Garoppolo.
Mike Mayock right there.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
So didn't talk about any injury issues, right?
The funny thing about how fragile he was. What stood out to me is how Mike Mayock, even on an NFL Network telecast, is pushing Ryan Mallett's name down our throats.
Ryan Mallett, who's coveted around the league.
Coveted since when?
By who?
Or based on what?
Hey, we haven't had a good criminal on this team in a while.
Ryan Mallett was, talk about just terrible.
Terrible. Is there any way I can make Drew Bledsoe look like he takes longer to make his reads and is more inaccurate? Yes, Ryan Mallett.
Yeah, and has a longer wind-up. Bad move on that one.
What does that mean, do you think?
He was right about the quick release with Jimmy G.
Damn right. Very quick release.
Right? Yeah. Yeah,
nobody ever talked about how fragile he was.
Because he didn't get hit like that because he didn't have Kiko Alonso pile driving him into the ground because Garoppolo wasn't running into the Kansas City defense because he wasn't, out there. He wasn't exposed. He played Eastern Illinois, for God's sakes.
I also think his problem is that he tries to do too much, and that's where he gets hurt. I mean, that first injury, the ACL, was him trying to get, half a yard?
Yeah.
An additional half a yard on the sideline when he could have easily given up on the play? All right, so there you go. Rundown of the picks from the past. And notice the quietest crowd noise was for Fourier's draft pick.
Tight end, Colorado. Christian Fourier.
Yay!
Next up on the clock.
Who?
Jets.
Hey!
Who?
Love that guy. Terrific.
Hey, one of us played.
One of us didn't.
One more hour to go. There's more. Mike Lombardi kind of gives us a hint as to what the Patriots are doing in the first round with that quarterback, and it's interesting. We'll get to it next.